Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. We are taking you right up to 5 o'clock today for the Scholastic Games of Lorain County, presented by the Elyria Public Library System. And it's time to talk about a big event coming up this weekend. Now that the weather's finally getting nicer and it actually feels like we're in the summer times, time to start talking about things that you can do when you get outside and move about your respective community. And this Saturday, May 20th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., it is Discover the Ridge. And here to tell us more about the Discover the Ridge event is Marjorie Snyder with the North Ridgeville Visitors Bureau. Marjorie, how are you?
I'm doing great today. I'm so glad the weather is getting nice because it's exciting. This weekend is going to be our Discover the Ridge, and one of the things that I really am excited about is we have a new starting location, which is going to be tied into the new building at the North Ridgeville High School, the Academic Center. So we're going to be setting up our first stop of 21 open houses there at 9 a.m. this Saturday.
And for those who maybe aren't really aware of what's going on, this is a family-friendly open house event throughout the city. There's no cost to get in. And kind of give us an idea as to how you guys were able to map this thing out and what kind of went behind the process behind marking all 21 of these stops.
Well, it started out as a home and garden tour years ago. This has been going on for 10 to 15 years. And what we found that the local businesses appreciated having an open house to display their wares and to show off their businesses on this tour, which there's 21 locations throughout North Ridgeville, up and down Center Ridge, Lorain, and other places. So, and parks and recreation, all different places, 21. So you would start at the high school where we're going to be set up for the start, and we'll be handing out the maps. And the maps, the brochures have a description of each stop, and that's where you would start. And it's been going on for some time, and the vendors and folks from other communities really appreciate it because they get to see all of North Ridgeville, and all the vendors and open house people get to display their wares inside their own businesses.
Again, we are speaking with Marjorie Snyder with the North Ridgeville Visitors Bureau about this Saturday's Discover the Ridge event. And, boy, you really kind of seem to have all the gamuts covered. I mean, you've got some restaurants mixed in here. You mentioned that this will begin at the new North Ridgeville Ranger Stadium. You'll have some ministries involved here, and I know there's some healthcare folks along the way, also some realtors along the way. So you guys really pretty much hit up just about everyone that you could possibly hit up in North Ridgeville.
Right. Well, we like to show off our community, and the purpose of the Visitors Bureau is to bring folks into North Ridgeville to show them how great our community is.
And I think from a visitor's perspective, or even I wouldn't even say a visitor's perspective, if you're even kind of new to the community and you're wondering what North Ridgeville has to offer, this is a terrific opportunity to come out here and see all these local businesses. And again, it's a free event, so as long as Mother Nature cooperates, Marjorie, I think we should be in for a pretty nice Saturday.
Yeah, I hope so. I'm very excited about the weather because that's very important.
And I think if you're one of the stops listed along the way here, many of the great local businesses in North Ridgeville, it's got to be a great opportunity for those folks as well because you really get a great opportunity here to showcase your business.
Right. I want to highlight Don Mold's Garden Center. I'm right in their building here at the shopping center on Lorain Road. They have food trucks out here. They have bouncy houses. They put on a real nice festival for the folks that come in. Plus, people want to do their spring shopping for their flowers, et cetera. And it's a great opportunity. Also, there is games and such at the North Ridgeville High School. They have children's carnival games, inflatables. They're going to have a fun run. That's all at the start. So you could come and pick up your brochure and then participate in their activities.
Well, sounds like a really nice time. Again, we just got to hope that that sunshine stays
yeah,
out.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
just
definitely.
Hopefully the sun will stay out. And not only are there going to be games going on throughout the course of the day, but those who come have a chance to win the grand prize, a 48-inch big screen TV. Tell us more about that.
Okay, each location for an open house has a drawing bag, so you literally could could put your name in 21 times to win this TV. So then after the day, they bring their bags, and we have a grand drawing for a 48-inch television, and it's a great prize. People like it, and it's a good opportunity. You have 21 chances.
Wow, that's fantastic. I mean, that's a 48-inch big screen TV. There's certainly a lot to love about that.
That's for sure.
Again, we are talking with Marjorie Schneider here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Marjorie with the North Ridgeville Visitors Bureau. And, you know, for those who are relatively new to the area, North Ridgeville, the fastest growing community in nine counties in Northeast Ohio. Tell us more about North Ridgeville. What makes it so special to you?
Well, we have a lot of things going on in North Ridgeville this year. We have Riddell Corporation moving from Elyria into North Ridgeville. They're having their open house on Sunday at noon. So that's on Center Ridge Road. They're moving 400 employees into our town. We also have a new university hospital that's opening on Lorraine Road. It's under construction right now. So I'm very excited about all the new things in North Ridgeville. We're growing. We have young people. We have manufacturing, and it's a great place to be.
No question about it. And I know this is one of many events that you guys are hosting throughout the course of the year. Again, it's this Saturday, Discover the Ridge. It is 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. There are 21 stops along the way, and a great chance if you're a citizen of North Ridgeville to get out there and check out all the great businesses in the area. And if you're one of the businesses participating in this, a chance to kind of meet everybody in the community that plans on getting involved. But this is one of many events I know you have coming up a little bit later on in the summer. There's a party in the park with fireworks, a citywide garage sale. So, boy, this is really kind of the tip of the iceberg to what's expected to be a pretty busy summer for you guys.
It is very busy. And then we have Holiday on the Ridge that is similar to our Discover the Ridge, and that's going to be in December. And that's a Christmas-themed open house event, such as this is.
Okay. Oh, wow. Very nice. Good stuff. Now, if folks are out there listening right now, they're wondering what they have to do in order to find out more information about this event, where can they go to get some more information about Saturday's festivities?
Well, we have a website, nrchamber.com, and also the North Ridgeville Visitors Bureau phone number is 440-327-3737. I'm glad to help them out.
All righty, and that's nrchamber.com. That's right. nrchamber.com. And you can also call 440-327-3737. Marjorie, we appreciate the time very much. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you. I hope I see you all out there on Saturday.
Yeah, well, let's hope that Sergeant Sunshine is doing his thing on Saturday also, and that you get plenty of cooperation from that regard also.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. All right.
Bye-bye.
That's Marjorie Schneider with the North Ridgeville Visitors Bureau telling us all about this Saturday's Discover the Ridge event. Again, 21 stops along the way, and it all begins at the new North Ridgeville Ranger Stadium. So make sure you check it on out if you are in the area. Time to take a break. More coming your way after this as Bullseye on the Afternoon continues.